Empowering Gita Reflections, a podcast to guide modern lifestyle with the wisdom of the Gita.
I, whatever, however big, but limited, finite. When in fact I am, the pure state is infinite. It's not even matter. So how can it be limited, right? So it could be big, but it's still limited. And that sooner or later, it's going to corrupt. The biggest empires have fallen, right? The Rome, the biggest castles have crushed and crumbled. Biggest nations have been broken. Big doesn't mean much any longer. So it still is finite. Isliye corruption ka dosha ka jit sanga dosha adhyatma nitya, and the reverse of that, again and again gravitating towards adhyatma. And we talked about what that is. Vinivritta kamaha, getting rid of expectation, unsmitten by desires, motive free, personal motive free, becoming motive free, agenda free, not because I want this to happen, because I think this. If I have a piece of paper and roll it into a small, like a telescope, and I try to measure the sky with it, I try to see the entire sky, there's no way. Just say, I want this, I think this, I think that, to say that this is right, this is like trying to completely see the whole sky through this. If I see this, I've left everything else out. Okay, well, I'll see this, but then I've left everything else out. If I see here, I've left everything else out. There's no way, no matter how much I keep doing, even if I do, I still see what's, and we talked about how the sky is not the limit, right? We were still seeing the limited, because there's the unlimited behind that. If I want to measure the ocean, I'm going to measure the ocean. It's impossible to do that. It doesn't matter how broad, to your point, how big, it's still limited and finite. And then we talked about dvandvair vimukta sukha dukkha, the two dvandvas of sukha and dukkha, and that's where you brought it back. Gacchanti mudha padam avyam. All of those who are indulged in this, he calls mudha. And the rationale for that was, I've given you the best gift, the ability to think, which has made you this most superior, complete game changer boss. Oh, Kalka Konsa football ka game hua, Kana was telling me, yes, someone did something stupid and then he just threw it in, right? Like, so what just happened? Essay, the complete loser, the most loser species. He gave one gift and usko feke, like, come on top of the world. Yeah. And usko tum time pass karna chahte ho, Bhagwan ke time pass kare. You might as well be dead. And we were saying, ki, 2 ghante time pass karna, like, 2 ghante mar jana. But me fir se jeeta ho jana. Like, this is what you cannot achieve with what we have, with the ability to think, with the power to think. And there is so much to be achieved. Our job is not done until we become one yogic state of mind, until we realize our oneness, until this thing has realized that I'm not just the door now, I'm like the entire, I have a reason to be, I'm part of the system, and I want to be the best at that, right? Until I have now dissolved my ego, my finite, my limited. This is a very important concept. If you do dhyan, I really encourage you to think through this. That how is it that I'm emerging as me in the whole system as me, but how in truth it's, if you're able to dissipate and dissolve the me into the whole, that is reconnecting. That is connection. That is yoga. And he's saying, it says yoga is connecting. If I remain myself, then it is in a way disconnected. But when it realizes that it's continuous, the whole, right now it's emerged out. Therefore, I feel like this is the nose. When the nose realizes that because I'm sticking out here does not mean I am just this separate. In me, it's the same one who is experiencing. Isko hurt hua to, isko bhi hurt hua to, isko bhi baal bhi khiche to, nakhun bhi kata to, idhar pin ko prikya to, that same one. And so internally, I am that. Externally, I might be looking like a nose that's sticking out. But in truth, internally, I am that single same one that's experiencing all of it, anything, anywhere. When I'm able to dissolve my mind stuck in this form of the nose, when I'm able to take, and I'm talking on behalf of my nose, and when I'm able to realize that actually I'm that samvedana inside, that it doesn't matter where it is hurting. I am the one who's hurting. It's not just that the nose hurt, therefore, what do I care about the hand or the foot? When I live for the systemic integrity, jisko dharm kehte na, hum kehte to keep the integrity of the system. That's dharm, it's not religion. When I am mindful, thoughtful, careful, I have this vision that it is the entire thing is a system. I'm in it, I'm part of it. And my duty is to do my best to maintain the integrity of it. And I'll live for it and I'll die for it. That's living in dharm. And that's what he says in the third chapter, Karma Yoga. Swadharma nidhanam shreya paradharma bhayava. Shreyan swadharma vigunat paradharmat svanushtitat. He says, listen, Dorna, dusre ke dharm se, if you try to become the leg, there will be insecurity. You'll be unsafe, insecure, you'll fail. Because you'll not be able to sustain this. I made this for a reason. If you try to become the surface, you also feel they'll throw you away because they'll not be able to. Although, if you remember. So this is from
chapter three,
right? Yeah. Kya baat hai? Say it. But if you remain the. Maine abhi tak abhi mood ka hai, lekin apna private word nahi use kiya. So Dushan bhai, this is wrong. The moment I see you, I remember, so this is the matter of shining. Now I'm starting to associate, which is the opposite of Dushan bhai's gada. But he says that, look, listen, but if you remain the dorna, there is no other one thing that can do as best usko pakad ke aasani se. So why don't you stay there and stay put, become swadharme nidhanam shreya. If you stick there until the end of this, the death alitaki, paradharma bhayava, you'll be insecure, unsafe. And in the process, you'll kill others also. So why don't you stay where you are and do that and become the best at that? And that's karma yoga. Without expecting, but everybody praises the shiny surface. Aren't I shining also? Can I not do that? No. But the whole thing realizes, the whole kapat realizes, kibar, that all of it. So, and that's dharma, systems integrity, upholding the system integrity, right? So, gacchante mura padam ave. Those who are different from these reach that padam avyayam tat. The inexhaustible, the flood of joy. That state of mind. Pada is that state, essentially, right? Like the state of mind, for example. So one, the jaki, udhar jaki, kisi golok mein chale jaye, at least in the Gita, he's not claimed that it's a physical realm. Nowhere in the Gita has it come that there is another sphere, another globe. That doesn't mean that it may not be, but the focus is not on it. The focus, the highlight is not the, tu sakit lok mein aajaga, golok mein aajaga, kaval, it's talking about the inner state of mind, wherever, because that's real freedom. This isn't real freedom if I can be happy only so long as I'm in Golok. But life sucks on this planet. I want to get away from this planet. This is bad. This is corrupt. This is stupid. That's not freedom. The real freedom is it doesn't matter where I am, when I am, who I am with, what's going on, which sphere, which form I'm in. But all that is inside, inner state of mind. And so what the Gita gives us is that why don't you carry this inner state of mind converted, behavioral transformation. So then wherever you go, it will be kachanda mudha padam avyayam, avyayapad. You'll carry that with you. You'll wear that chasma. You will have become that it would not no longer matter. Avyay, inexhaustible. Na tadbhasayate suryo, next shlok says, na shashanko na pavaka, yadgatva na nivartante taddhama paramam mama. That place which there's no fire that can warm it up, that warms it up. There's no sun that shines it up. There's no moon that shines light in the dark. Na tadbhasayate suryo, na shashanko. Shashanko is the moon. Shasha is the rabbit. Anka is imprint. That on which you can see a rabbit imprinted. You know, raat ke samay dikhta hai na, like a rabbit ears. So Sasha in Sanskrit is a rabbit. Anka is imprint. And so the moon is called Shashank. na shashanko, na pavaka is agni, heat, flames, fire, you know, fire in other words, that there's no need for it because it's a transcendental place. It's not a physical place. A physical place has to be lit by the physical sun. A physical place has to be heated up by physical fire, but it is beyond physical, it's spiritual. Yad gatvana nivartante tad dham, I am there. That is my state of mind. Tad dham paramam mama. He's claiming that mama is mine. Dham is abode, resident. That's where I live. Param is the superior, supreme. Tat dham paramam mama. Such is my abode. How? Yad gatva, having gone where? Na nivartante. No one returns.
This Gita Yoga podcast will continue in the next session. Jai Shri Krishna.